Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gary Sorok is here. Gary's back. He's an eight-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Also, The American Dream Revisited. And he is the president of Sorok Financial Services. He's a financial planner. He works with people just like you and me. In fact, he's one of my advisors. He's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back. Are you there, Gary? There you go. Welcome back, Gary. Glad you're here.
Jim. Thank you. Yep.
So,
I didn't hear the music, Jim. It made me nervous.
Sorry about that. Well, you know, it's live radio. Sometimes, you know, I'm probably going to have to fire somebody over that. Hey, Gary.
I'm just glad I'm alive, Jim. Okay, yeah, fire away.
I hear you, dude. It's good to be heard anywhere. Hey, Gary. Yeah. I was telling the audience. And they've heard me talk about this many times before. I'm always sticking my finger in the eye of Wall Street because Wall Street is nothing but a casino pretty much. And the reason I know that is because anything that goes up 1,000 points today over some news and down 1,000 points tomorrow over different news, that is not investing. That's trading. That's rolling the dice. And that's not, and I don't even call that capitalism. You probably call that the rabbit strategy. And I'm more of a mortgage payment maker. I like the investing part of it, especially real estate. What do you think?
Oh, I'm a big fan of real estate. I definitely agree with you about Las Vegas or Wall Street. And it's funny, when I buy stocks, and I don't buy a ton of stocks, but when I do buy them, I buy them to own them and hold them. Mm-hmm. Rarely do I sell them. And when I do sell them, there's a purpose behind it. Mm-hmm. And what I've found
a
is
a personal financial purpose, not a trading strategy.
Oh, absolutely. There's a reason I'm buying that. So I'll give you a great example, Jim. You'll like this one. About a year ago, I had an opportunity to buy a property in New York, Chautauqua, New York. Mm-hmm. And I cashed out my stocks that were doing really well, that had made a lot of money. Everybody was up. And that's what I put into the real estate. I said, mm-hmm. You know, I can live, eat, I can breathe in this place. I can go visit it. It's really beautiful on a lake.
It'll keep the rain off of you.
Absolutely. All those good things. Yeah. And I can't do that with my stock account. So, I love to hold, and then I like to sell for a purpose. But I have people that are just trading, and I don't work with them because that's not my world. But that's what you're talking about, and I don't think that's capitalism at all. I think that's just going to Vegas and just doing it in a different way.
Well, and see, small business owners are the tortoises, and when you find a tortoise practicing that kind of investing, which is what we do when we capitalize our businesses, that's true capitalism. That's risking something and producing something from the risk. And when you're trading, when you're a rabbit, when you're a hare, when you're trading, when you're flipping, that's not real capitalism in my opinion. That's a lot higher risk. And I'm not saying obviously Gary, you and I are not saying they don't have the right to do it, and some of them do it very well. But I don't think it's good for the country for that to be the thing that people want to emulate. You know what I mean? It upsets me when people who aren't even invested in the stock market are upset when the stock market goes down.
It's remarkable.
They're more upset about the stock market than they are about millions of small business owners being closed. You see what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I agree with you completely. I had a client of mine when this all started, and this is unbelievable to me. they did two things that I thought were remarkable. One, they took all their money out of the bank, and they didn't trust the bank. And then secondly, they pulled all their money out of some brokerage things we had, and we sent them checks. And they did this systematically over about a week period of time. And the reason was the stock market kept going down. They didn't have any money in the market at all,
right.
Jim. None.
Yeah.
And they just totally freaked out. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why people do that. And I will tell you this: if you are finding your happiness and your tranquility, if you're seeking happiness and tranquility, I don't know how you find it with the vagaries of the stock market. Because I mean, does anybody really believe that the Dow was should really have been valued at 29,000? Does anybody believe that those were real values?
Totally escalated by who knows what. I mean,
a lot of different things. A lot of different things, but none of them were capitalism. None of them were capitalism.
Zero.
There was a lot of it was geopolitics, wasn't it?
Mostly, yeah. And so it's funny when we talk about this, I think back to, you know, other crashes we've had, other, you know, other things that have happened, and you would think people would have learned lessons, but I don't think they ever really learned.
Mm-hmm.
I just never ceases to amaze me. And you hit a really good point. I have some clients of mine that are at retirement mode, and they have a lot of money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them point blank, I said, how did you feel when the market went down? You know, all this, and they look at me and said, well, yeah, it was really terrible. I said, then why is all your money in the market? And they said, well, that's the only way you can make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, the part of it, it just defies imagination, Jim. I don't know what to say when I talk to people like that. I said, well, that's really not true, but if you believe that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating to me when you talk to people and they respond to something they're not even involved in, but it affects them somehow mentally, so they react.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's a kind of fearfulness that I think is not good for capitalism. If you're capable of being derailed one way on any given day, and another way, and another given day, a different way, that's not capitalism. That's not good for our country or the future of our country. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Gary to give us some ideas on what he is recommending these days. Now, we're not against owning stocks, folks, and the traders, let them, you know, it's a free country. They do whatever they want to do, but I'm just saying, don't call that capitalism, because that's, if you want to see capitalism being practiced in a solid and long-term strength way, you're going to go out and watch a small business owner on Main Street. 20 Till, right back with Gary Serrato. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.